paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Savannah Guthrie and her siblings have released a new video. They're asking for any information that may help bring their mother home. One of Nancy Guthrie's neighbors shared some information to help with the investigation, and she joins us now. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm sure your life has changed quite a bit. Laura and I went to high school together, and you offered some information that you noticed, and authorities looked into that. Why don't you tell us what you saw and what looked weird to you?
Well, I think, like any homeowner in the area, you know basically how the houses are laid out, and I have been visited numerous times by FBI agents, so each time they came by, I gave them information on what they might want to check that maybe they hadn't checked previously. So I know I did give some information to a couple of the special agents and then get another call back for more information, and I think that's when I had indicated that they should check the roof. Mainly in case the roof had recently been recoated, because we coat our flat roofs out here, and that might shed some light on who else may have been on the property recently, because the roof looked fairly new, and then the same thing with the septic tank.
Which they checked today or yesterday. I heard that in the news, so you brought that up to their attention.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then somebody said maybe she should be supervising this
investigation. Well, there has been some criticism of the way police have been handling this. I don't understand why there is nothing to go on. You have given some information. Did you know Nancy Guthrie personally?
I had met her a couple times. We don't live far away from each other, and I introduced myself and. And I went over there to bring her something because I was volunteering with our community association, and so I stopped by, and I stopped by the homes of other folks in the neighborhood as well. So that's how I met her, and she was very nice, and I knew exactly where she lived. So when I heard, I didn't know what was going on last Sunday when there were choppers overhead for hours. And which is not that out of the ordinary, I guess, if there's a missing person or thought maybe there was a theft and but I just ignored it. And then I saw in the news that there was a possible abduction, and I immediately, got out of bed and went down there. And that's when I saw the streets were lined with sheriff's police and law enforcement. And it's been kind of crazy since. I mean, right now the streets lying down the block, I just went to check to see what was going on, because I think the 5 o'clock hour today was supposed to be a deadline.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
$6 million, 5 o'clock. You're on mountain time out there in Tucson.
We are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that will be 6 o'clock Central Time. You saw that, you said you get your roof coated, and hers seemed very, very white. Had there been some rains where it should have been a little dirtier? Is that what stood out to you?
Well, when I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and we were looking at the aerial photos of her house, my friend actually pointed out, look at her roof, it's pretty white. And I said, oh, if her roof is pretty white, maybe it was recently recoated, and that might just be a tip. Not that we know something,
right.
But have they checked the roof for anything, for workers, for, footprints, anything. And then they did. And I think it probably was because of my calling the detective. And then same thing with the septic tank. I had a couple FBI agents lurking behind my house.
Yeah.
And I asked, are you familiar with how our houses are laid out, and has anybody checked the septic tank? You just never know what you're going to find. And they're basically big. They're like manhole covers. And everybody's could look a little different, but they're almost almost have the circumference of manhole covers. And it's something you just need to search if you're searching the entire property.
Are the houses pretty far apart? That seems like a really large house that Nancy lives in.
Yeah, we're on lots that are minimum 1 acre, and they can be up to 3 acres. And in some cases, folks with the houses that were built in the 40s may have, you know, 3-4 acres. So we aren't right on top of our neighbors. I think many people have seen the aerial photos. We aren't right on top of our neighbors. I can see maybe my neighbor's roof. And so they are pretty far apart. So there's a lot of area to search. So it's not like you just look in your gangway or your backyard. There's a big area, and it's not it's not necessarily easy to search.
We've all been taught.
Complicated things a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, perhaps no one saw or heard anything since they're so spread out like that. We're all kind of, you know, taught if you see something, say something. And, you know, we all are talked about Neighborhood Watch, and you put some information forward to help authorities locate this. How has your life changed, Laura, since you came forward? Because I can't even imagine.
If I show you my missed calls list, from everyone from CNN to Fox News to, in fact, they asked me today to be on with Jake Tapper this afternoon, who's in the area. And I was on CNN on Friday, and I'm just not going to do that anymore, because you quickly realize how far of a reach your name gets, and I'm not entirely comfortable with that, especially when you have reporters coming to your front door.
That's got to be weird. You didn't do this for any notoriety. You did this to help someone in your neighborhood, and hopefully it will help find whoever's responsible for this. I can't imagine my mom going missing. You know, how do you sleep at night?
It's horrifying, frankly, and that's the reaction that I had just having met her a couple times. You know, if I hadn't met her, I still would have been horrified, but it had a different sort of feeling about it having met her.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It was pretty horrifying, and also I'm in our community association, neighborhood association. I'm new neighbor welcome. And also neighborhood engagement. So that's like me to have met a lot of people in the neighborhood. And whereas it's not necessarily easy to meet people in the neighborhood because it's so spread out, you have to go up to somebody's door. If you're walking dogs on the street, you meet people. Or if you're out for a walk, you meet people. But otherwise, you don't necessarily see people coming and going from their driveways because our houses are set back a bit. So I wasn't surprised to learn that there were a number of people around here that didn't know who she was or that she lived there.
Well, thank you for blowing off Jake Tapper to come on with us here on WGN. I appreciate that. And there's a lot of people from our high school that are listening right now.
I know,
I'm not saying Laura's last name, but you know, it's kind of you've gotten so many calls.
My friends know.
So I thank you so much for offering some information to the authorities, and hopefully that will help figure out what's happening here. It looks like there is a deadline, 5 p.m. Chicago Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time today. We'll see what happens. And are people frightened at all in your neighborhood?
I think there are. I saw a group of neighbors. I text with some neighbors. I saw a group of neighbors actually Friday night who, several who have views of her house directly from their front of their house. And it's dumbfounding that nobody heard anything and nobody's cameras picked anything up. And so I think some people are looking at their security systems, enhancing their security systems, just because it's unimaginable that someone can just disappear and nobody sees what happened in this day and age.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think people are enhancing their security systems. It's a very safe neighborhood and considered a very nice low crime area. But when something like this happens, it causes people to take a second look.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for joining us and giving the information you shared. And we'll see what happens. I'm hoping for a positive outcome on all this.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I think the neighborhood will be at a little more peace.
Yeah,
if we can figure out what's happened.
Exactly. All right. Take care of yourself. Stay safe. And
thank you
so much,
nice
Laura.
Talking with you.
You as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So we'll see if that has anything to do with how Nancy Guthrie is found, or if she is found.